A wintry mix of precipitation will occur across the Midwest this weekend as cooler air begins to pool into the region. The cooling is not going to be dramatic, but we will notice the fact that it's a little bit nippier out there for a couple of days. What's most interesting is immediately following the cool-off will be a significant ridge of high pressure that will build up across the Great Plains, and this will occur early to midweek next week, forcing temperatures well above average. In fact, there'll probably be 70-degree temperatures up into parts of Nebraska, and probably 80s reaching up into southern Kansas, and even a temperature extreme maybe over 90 degrees as far north as Childress, Texas. Some of that southwestern U.S. Plains region was subjected to very warm temperatures yesterday, and a drying wind, wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour occurred frequently, and relative humidity was less than 10% for a big part of the middle of the day. Well, all that dry air was removing moisture from the soil, and as we go forward through this next 4 or 5 days, we're going to continue to decrease the moisture content in some areas. That puts a lot of pressure on the next storm system in hard red winter wheat areas, which is due into the region at some point late next week or into the following weekend. Early indications suggest the storms may not reach into those high plains areas, and there may not be very much relief in that area. Other parts of the plains and the Midwest will likely be involved with some precipitation periodically, though, and will likely see a continuation of favorable crop weather across many areas in the Midwest. Most of the soft wheat areas will see sufficient amounts of moisture staying in the soil and will likely see temperatures that will be non-threatening. Precipitation will occur across a larger portion of the central and eastern Midwest here tonight into tomorrow as a low-pressure center forms over Missouri and Illinois this afternoon, and it will lift up to the northeast, passing through Michigan as we go through the night tonight and into the tomorrow morning. This will likely result in an enhanced amount of precipitation occurring across that particular region, and a local band of heavier snowfall will be possible from northern Missouri into parts of southeastern Wisconsin and even into a portion of Michigan. Several inches of snow will accumulate along that corridor. In the meantime, we'll see rain and a few thunderstorms occurring to the east of that region, impacting the Delta as well as parts of southeastern Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and even the southeastern part of Michigan. The moisture content in the precipitation this weekend will be highly variable across the region. I would expect to see quite a few areas picking up on a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to half inch, but there will be some local totals that may get 3/4 of an inch or more. After this storm system passes through and the cooling takes place, most of the Midwest will see quieter weather evolve as we go on through the majority of next week. The next storm system is expected to start impacting the plains as we go from Thursday into Friday, so it'll move into the Midwest as we go from Friday of next week, probably into the following weekend. The temperature outlook continues to look favorable for the majority of the region. We'll look for a lot of temperatures contrasting sharply across the region. Highs in the 30s and some 20s will occur in the upper portions of the Midwest through the weekend, while we'll see temperatures in the 40s and 50s in the heart of the Midwest, and readings probably getting into the 50s and 60s in some of the extreme southeast. Temperature extremes over 70 are possible south of the Ohio River. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.